It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're going to read today John chapter 10, and we're going to begin reading with the 16th verse, and we're going to read down through verse 35. We'll end with verse 35. So please that you open your Bibles, John chapter 10, beginning to read with verse 16 through verse 35. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us in the study of the Word today. Now we'll begin to read, if you have your Bibles open, John chapter 10, beginning to read with verse 16. And the other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication. It was winter. Jesus walked in the temple of the Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are gods? If ye call them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, I say unto him, whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. We'll end with the 36th verse. I said we'd stop with 35, but we went through to verse 36. Please now, let's go to the Lord in prayer before we study the precious Word. Father, I thank you today that we can enjoy this as we read through this verses of Scripture and closed the reading of the Word at the verse 36, that you tell very clearly, I am the Son of God. I am the Son of God, but it ends with a question mark. And that's sad, because that's the very statement that many people are placed, that many people are located today or at today. They still wonder, are you God? Well, today, please, Lord Jesus, as we look through these words of Scripture, that through your Word, your living Word, that you'll touch their hearts and expose, show them very clearly that you are God, that they'll come to you and trust you as their Messiah, their Savior. Please, Lord Jesus, that you do that today. Help us to grow in your way and will as we study your Word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, it's such a joy to study the Word. Again, as we look to the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd, the Chief Shepherd, we found in the 16th verse, other sheep, we said that to be the Gentiles, as the Gentiles are beginning to be called out, and they are not of this fold, being Israel. As we glance through the verse 16 very quickly, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd, and again it's one flock there, if you'll change that to flock, because it draws in the Israelites and the Gentiles both. And as we said last time we were together, the Jews, Gentiles, rich, poor, bond, or free, people from every nation, every tongue can come to the Lord Jesus if they choose to trust in the Lord Jesus. And we found that therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The reason that I wanted to read through there is because this made them mad. And they came out, it caused division, as the 19th verse tells us, and that's really kind of where we're starting in verse 19. Caused division among the Jews for these sayings. What sayings? Because he said he could take his life and take it away and bring it back. Because he said, I have received of my Father. He keeps speaking of his Father, and he is the Son, the Lord Jesus. He made it very clear that I am the good shepherd. He has given much proof that he is God, and yet they still deny it and reject it, even to the point that some of these folks say, that many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Many of the folks would come before there and says, why are you paying any attention to him at all? Why are you listening to him at all? And today that may be the question that's in your heart and in your mind. You're wondering, why are you paying attention to this Jesus? Why are you doing anything? It's just, you must be crazy to follow after him, would be a way to say it. Well, I'm not crazy to follow after him, because he is God, and you're a fool for not. Please that you look to the Lord Jesus. Some of these, it caused division. Some of them said, you're mad, why do you pay attention? Others said, according to verse 21, that these are not the words of him that hath the devil. Can a devil open the eyes of a blind man? You see, they were still looking back at this miracle that Jesus performed. And they had witnessed that, and they could not explain it. Well, some of them just decided that it's just a madman and tried to get rid of the man that was blind so that that witness and that evidence wasn't there anymore. But instead of that, why, some couldn't get it out of their mind. Because they had never saw that accomplished before. Never had they witnessed such a thing. And so they just could not write it off. They couldn't make an excuse in any way. They just couldn't do it. There's no man with a devil could do that. Well, he didn't come out and say, so he must be God. They didn't say that. Kind of like, again, the blind man. He progressed as he was first healed and received his sight, and then he began to talk about it. And the more he was talked about it, and the more people asked him about it, the closer he got to the Lord Jesus. Well, these people are getting closer. They're still not children of God yet. They're still not saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're closer. Because they're beginning to wonder. And I hope today that maybe that's where, out of all these years that we've been on the radio, maybe now you're beginning to wonder. And oh, I'd love for you to have been saved the first time I presented the gospel to you, the death, burial, and resurrection. I'd love for you to have come that very day, because that way you wouldn't have wasted one day. There'd been no time wasted in service unto the Lord Jesus. But instead of that, you've waited. And you've questioned. And you've doubted. Well, it's time to confess your sin and come by faith to Jesus Christ today. And come up with no other reason. And please don't tie it with anything else. Say, well, yes, then I'm going to be baptized. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. No, come by faith and faith alone to the Lord Jesus. These people were asking, can a devil open the eyes of the blind? Well, they didn't have an answer. They just didn't believe that this man was driven by a devil and that he was mad. It just didn't quite add up. Well, please today that you begin to look and begin to stop listening to maybe the crowd that you're around. Your heart is telling you that you must confess your sin and come by faith to Jesus and trust in him. Please that you would follow your heart today and believe by faith in the Lord Jesus as the Holy Spirit calls you today. Maybe you're the only one around that crowd and the bunch that you're around. Maybe it's the only one in church that you've talked about it with other people you go to church with, but they make some reason and excuse and say that we don't do that anymore. Well, don't listen to them. Please, that you come by faith to Jesus today and be saved and begin to grow. We have a good shepherd. We don't have some hireling that comes. And again, many times that hireling too can be one, a pastor of the church. And if the preacher of the church is not a shepherd to feed the flock, to feed the truth, the Word of God, as we read back last time we were together in Ezekiel chapter 34, 1 through 10, how the Lord Himself said very clearly concerning those that were the shepherds of Israel, how they had taken all the fat, they were doing all the eating, taking all the money, and they were letting the sheep starve to death. Is that what you're finding today, that you're starving in the church you're in, you're not being fed? Well, talk to your preacher. Ask him, first of all, is he a child of God? Is he born again? And if he is and confesses to be, why is he not preaching the truth, the Word of God, through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, that we may feed upon the Word of God from the beginning of Genesis to the end of Revelation? Please, that you look into the Word of God. Okay, we find now, as we look through these areas of Scripture, that some were beginning to look. And it was in Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, and it was winter. We looked and found the Feast of the Tabernacle to be the last part of October. This feast, the Feast of Dedication, is the last part of December. As it said, it was winter. It was winter. You think of winter being so bitterly cold. We have snow and the cold. It's miserable to get out, miserable to get around. All appearance. Leaves are gone. There's nothing growing. Everything has the appearance of being dead. If it's not be for the snow, and every once in a while for a beautiful coat of ice, and I know it's so dangerous to drive in, but isn't it beautiful? Frost upon the trees as God covers them through the winter time as they're bare. Oh, it's so beautiful to see what God can do. But here it's winter time. And we're going to look back into Jeremiah. And we're going to look at this just a little bit different way, because I want you to look at your heart. And listen very carefully as we go back to Jeremiah. And it's Jeremiah chapter 8. And we're going to read from verse 18 through verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 8. Verse 18 through 22, you'll find that to be the end of the chapter. Jeremiah chapter 8, beginning to read with verse 18. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold, the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country, is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images, with their strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am black. Astonishment hath taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why, then, is not the health of my daughter, of the daughter of my people, recovered? Look at verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. The Lord Jesus has given a great witness and testimony to the Israelites. He has just proclaimed in verse 16 that there is other sheep And we're going after these other sheep. And now we find that it proclaims the time of year. It's winter time. Harvest is past. Summer is long ended. And we are not saved. Is that the condition that your heart is in? Because that's exactly the condition that we find the nation of Israel. Because of their unbelief, because they have not trusted in the Lord Jesus, because they did not receive Him as God and Savior, they are going to be set aside. And that's so sad, because to them, the harvest is past. Oh yes, there's going to be a calling out time for the nation of Israel during the tribulation period in the 1,000-year millennium. There'll be a multitude of Israelites saved. But how many? How many Jews have died without Jesus Christ because they missed His first coming? How many? How about you? Have you missed the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus? You know, I make it very plain. I don't know how long you've been listening to this program, but you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus and come to Him and Him alone for salvation. Please do not connect any other works with it or works that you must maintain, because Jesus and Jesus alone is the only way to be saved. You must believe that He is God and that He is your Messiah. And one more time, I'm going to read Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. There's a point in time in each individual's life. I don't know when it is. I don't know whether that is when you're 25 years old, 30 years old, if it's when you're 90 years old. But I do believe it to be different for everyone. And I believe that there's a part, a time that we become to come to the age of accountability, that we must decide, recognize that we're a sinner, we're lost. And we recognize that by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, that then we can come by faith to the Lord Jesus, turn to Him and be saved. That's a decision that you must make. You must come to the Lord Jesus. But if you ignore that and you let the spring come and the summer pass, fall comes through, and now it's winter. I believe here that winter is giving an example that's over with. Everything is finished. Harvest is over. When harvest is over, it means that the souls will no longer be saved. Is that where you're at today? Are you getting close to the place that the harvest is finished? Again, every individual, you know, they talk about the fields are widened to harvest. There's a time for you to be saved. But do you know what that time is and that day is? Today is the day of salvation. How long have you rejected the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection? We find here that it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of the Dedication, it was winter. I believe at this time is the time that the nation of Israel is being set aside. They have waited too long. Please don't wait too long to come to Jesus. I don't know how long that is. I don't know how long you have. And you don't even know how long you're going to live. But you definitely don't know how long that God's going to call you. And if you're listening to this program and your heart is pricked, you feel the conviction, the calling of the Holy Spirit, that's God calling you to salvation. Please accept Him as your Savior today. He died on the cross of Calvary and shed His blood for you. His precious blood has taken away your sin. Please, will you trust in Jesus today and look to Him? Are you as some of these? Jesus walked in the temple, in the Solomon's porch. It tells us here as He comes through the area of the, doesn't go into the temple, just at Solomon's porch on the side. Then came the Jews round about Him and said unto Him, "How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly." Are you to that place? Tell me. I have. I don't know who else has told you. Sad to say, very few are telling people that you must come by faith to Jesus Christ and Him alone for salvation. You must confess your sin unto Him, turn to Him, and trust in Him. That's what you're to do today. Look at these people. How long dost thou make us to doubt? Who's causing them to doubt? Jesus Christ has told them repeatedly, I am God. See the problem? See the problem? They will not believe. Let's look back in the book of John. Just a few examples of those that did have enough witness and testimony. John chapter 1, verse 41. John 1, 41. Listen to this. John 1, 41. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and said unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. What did he say? We have found the Messiah, witness, testimony. Let's look at verse 49, John chapter 1, verse 49. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Listen to that witness. Listen to that testimony. They had enough to see that this is Jesus, the Son of God, Messiah, Savior of the world. And yet these people back in John chapter 10, verse 24, how long dost thou make us doubt? That sure wasn't God's doing. That wasn't the doing of the Lord Jesus. That's your doing. You're doubting. You come with disbelief, with unbelief. Let's look at John chapter 4. We have several examples that we've studied through. John chapter 4, verse 42. He said to the woman, what woman is this? The woman of Samaria, of course. He said unto the woman, Now we believe, not because of thy sayings, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. How much do you need? How many times does somebody have to witness to you and testify to you that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world? How long? How long? How about the blind man? We find over in chapter 9, John chapter 9, verse 38, and he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. That's just a handful. Just a few of people that recognized he was God. Why don't these people here see that? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. How many people have proclaimed Jesus himself has said, I am the Christ? How many have testified back to Jesus? Because you see, when they know him, they testify of him. What have we looked at over in these other verses of Scripture? We find in verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. What do we find down here in verse 16? The other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and they shall be one flock and one shepherd. Such a joy as they are called, and they accept it. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. What do these people say in verse 24, John 10, 24? How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. They weren't believing. He told them. I'm telling you today, Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ come and died on that cross for you. He shed his blood for you. He was brought into this world by his Father for you. He did it because he wanted to save you, and he did. Do you realize that every sin that has ever been committed in all the world was laid upon the Lord Jesus? As he died on that cross, he took the Roman government didn't crucify him. The Jews didn't put him to death. You and I did. because we know no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up again. Jesus laid his life down for you and for me. We put him on the cross. Our sin put him there. He died for us that our sin may be taken away. Please that you'd come to the Lord Jesus. These people said, how long? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I've told you. Verse 25. John 10, 25. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. They bear witness of me. I have come in the line of David as I was said to come, as it was prophesied. John the Baptist acknowledged it to be me. My teaching has told of me and has shown that I am God. The healing. I have healed men and people that cannot be healed. Only God can do that. I am God. I've testified. God the Father himself spoke as Jesus was baptized. Please, please don't question anymore. Please believe and come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Again, verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you believe not. You believe not the works that I do in my Father's name. They bear witness of me. They bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not my sheep, as I said unto you. Remember earlier we talked about the sheep being the Israelites? You see, you can't just have a name. My name, my church's name. That's not good enough. These people were believing that their father Abraham, and as long as they were a child of Abraham, that was going to be good enough. But it's not. You're depending upon your family name or your works or your wealth or something, but you have got to come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust in him and him alone, not by anything else. You're not my sheep. You know why? Because verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me. I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Wonderful testimony. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. Are you a child of God? Jesus knows whether you are or not, and you know what? You do too. Are you depending on your religion? Are you depending on certain church? Certain ordinances that you've abided by, Lord's Supper, baptism, many others that you could name? Or are you depending only upon the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation? And you can go to a time when you have trusted in the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Whosoever confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead shall be saved. Confession is made with the mouth, belief in the heart. You must come to Jesus. You must know him as your Lord and Savior. Are you as these people here? Are you saying, how long dost thou make us to wonder? It's your unbelief. It's their unbelief that brought a statement like that, not the lack of telling from the Lord Jesus. His word from Genesis to Revelation speaks of the Lord Jesus being God and our Messiah. My dear friend, confess your sin today and come. What are you going to do about Jesus?